book. Anybody knows the concept of the book?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Read the book.
Yeah. The book. So the book is literally schizophrenia.
Say it again?
Yep, schizophrenia.
Well, no, it's literally being visited by a spirit.
Oh.
No, it's not even to be
your
okay.
When someone visits you,
it's when you're haunted by that.
Haunted, that's the word.
When you're haunted by that spirit, and that spirit becomes part of you, it's schizophrenia. When you're becoming somebody else.
Wait, no, or is it dissociative identity disorder where you act like a
okay, okay, okay. But I thought it's under schizophrenia. Okay, let's not go there. Fine.
I am not
a psychologist.
It is not used to mean schizophrenia in Israel. Dibbuk is not.
The dibbuk. Was
it's not the
was really
term.
Was at the time was considered a mental illness.
Oh sure, no, I can go with that.
Okay.
Well,
they don't
no,
use that
God,
word
God,
for
I really disagree.
Right.
In this context, you were visited by a spirit. You had to be exercised to get. That's what the rabbis do. Is they exercise
let's
the spirit.
Let's wait for the end of the story.
Which some people would call mental illness.
Let's wait for the end
I've
of the story and argue
movie,
that
so.
Again.
The movie is really wacko.
When you look at,
I'm glad we have an exorcism tradition now.
Yeah, we have a number of them actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, but she got
we're supposed to read it.
So there was a belief that when somebody is being owned by the spirit,
mm-hmm.
you can get the spirit out of them by doing kosot ruach, like put spirit hot air from a candle into a water. A glass cup,
mm-hmm.
and then you attach it to the skin,
mm-hmm.
and they believe that it, that torturous process will get the spirits out of you. You know what they did in later is the electrifying process. You know, for the psychiatrist used to shock people.
Right.
Yeah, so it was just a different treatment, different era. Every era has its own treatment.
No, that's different.
Sorry. Hadibuk.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Anybody wants to read the English at the bottom of the page, please? The 61 at the bottom. The legend of the Dibbuk.
It's one of the strangest within the Jewish tradition. The word Dibbuk comes from the verb Dibbuk, cling to. It means a spirit that enters into and clings to the body of a human being. As Hensky wrote in his famous play, The Dibbuk, originally in Russian, he asked the great poet Bialik to translate it into Hebrew.
Right. And then they put up a show, a play, and it was very famous.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see at the end,
Hannah Rovina.
You see her? It was put up on.
It's a silent film.
Well.
Okay.
I get the thing that Brandeis must have this movie.
Maybe.
They don't have in the library, they don't. Well, they, I mean, they
may
have
it here.
Film.
It's an old silent film. It's really
well,
a
here
zero
they, you can, I think here they.
But I mean,
okay.
Brandeis,
so let's see. Now, Devek to this day, Devek is glue. And when you tell someone, oof. He is a Devek, or she's a Devek, it means they're always clingy.
Yeah,
they're always like clingy.
Velcro,
to you.
Baby.
They don't say Dibbuk because that is has a very specific context.
Right.
So they say Devek.
Dibbuk.
Devkut.
Ah, Devek Bashem. Devek. It's a stative verb. Devek. Devkut.
It has
a negative meaning when you say oof, he's a devik. It is also the glue that you use, the white glue and the you know glue stick.
it is
devik, and then when you glue things, you use it in hifil, hidbik, okay, and Coleman brought up the meaning of liot devik beemuna. So when you are a pious in your beliefs,
but divikut is what form is that?
No, it's a noun.
It's a noun, but it's not a participle.
No,
okay.
Dibbuk is a participle of which binyan?
Yeah.
Betach. Sipur, yeah. Sidur,
but
Kiddush.
But how do you spell the other one? Is it from the same root?
No, the same root, yes, but it's, remember, it's every root travels one side to noun system, one side to the verb system.
I just want
so dvekut is a noun.
Spell it the right way.
Dvekut is a noun, pure noun. They took devek with ut.
All right,
take devek.
Okay.
And put vav tav at the end. Ut sound. Ut ending. Okay. Bishiva gedola be'eretz Polin. Bamea hashmone esre. Lamdu shnei chaverim. Nisan v'Sander. Hayu chaverim tovim. Ahavu v'chibdu ze. את זה. הם היו צעירים, אבל שניהם היו נשואים. כאשר גמרו את הלימודים, כל אחד רצה לשוב לעירו, אל משפחתו ואל ביתו. הפרידה הייתה קשה מאוד. מי החברים? מי החברים?
סנדר וסינדי.
סנדר ואלכסנדר. ניסן כמו פסח. ניסן ואלכסנדר. ניסן וסנדר. איפה הם לומדים? בפולין. איפה בפולין?
פולין בישיבה.
בישיבה. הם לומדים בישיבה בפולין. הם המורים בישיבה? הם המורים בישיבה?
לא.
מה הם? הם לא מורים. הם לא מורים. מה הם?
תלמידים.
הם תלמידים בישיבה. אוקיי. אנחנו במאה ה-18. 18th century, כן? במאה ה-18. הם גמרו ללמוד. הם חוזרים הביתה. הם גרים באותה עיר? הם גרים באותו מקום? כן?
לא.
סנדר וניסן גרים באותו מקום?
לא. לא, גרים בישיבה.
בפולין בישיבה ביחד. אבל הם גומרים את הלימודים, כן? כשהם מסיימים את הלימודים, הם לא הולכים לאותה עיר. ניסן הולך לעיר אחת, סנדר הולך לעיר אחרת. כן? אחרי הלימודים.
אחרי
הלימודים, ניסן הולך למקום X, סנדר הולך למקום Y. בסדר? אוקיי. הם חברים טובים?
כן,
הם חברים טובים. והנה, קרה דבר נפלא. You see? Nifla, wonderful. It's Nifal. Okay. בבוקר, ביום הפרידה, כל אחד קיבל מכתב מאשתו. In the morning, on the day of separation, on separating, each one received a letter from his wife. Who can guess what was the letter content? They're chassids, right? They're right. Studying in yeshiva. So what's the letter? You read.
Something to do with babies.
Betach. Orthodoxy, guys. Freilich. Right? Kids. Okay. ביום הפרידה, כל אחד קיבל מכתב מאשתו. במכתב, כל אישה כתבה שבעוד כמה חודשים היא תלד. In the letter, each wife wrote that in a few months, in a number of months, pay attention to the expression, שבעוד כמה חודשים, that in a few number of months, היא תלד, she will deliver. ניסן וסנדר שמחו שמחה גדולה לשמוע את החדשות הגדולות. Why? Why were they so happy? One reason, they are going to have babies. Sure, babies. What else? We are such good friends. We are going to two different places. What?
I just want to ask a question about construct.
Okay. So what can they do with the babies?
Well, they can study together.
They what?
When they're older, they can study together.
If they're all boys, they will study together, and if not, that's where they were happy. Yes? The friendship doesn't need to end as soon as they leave the yeshiva. Yeah?
This is so close to my own family's problems.
This is this is an all Jewish problem. Okay.
Did I have to be Jewish?
Doesn't need to be Jewish. It can be very Catholic too. I hear it's the same.
If your son will not marry my daughter, maybe your son will marry my niece. They did.
Yeah, Greek and Italian. Yeah, it's not only Jewish. Okay.
So can I interpret for just a second?
Yes.
Because I have a question about how this translates.
Besedem.
First of all, it's somhu because it's got an O sound to it, right? Because the kamatz, or is it samhu?
It's samhu, kmo katvu.
Right, so I'm always confused about this kamatz. Anyway, so it says samhu simcha gedola, that's the phrase. Mm-hmm. They were joyous with a great joy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's translated?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to check on.
Yeah. Samchu is literally past tense. If you analyze this verb,
that I understood.
And it's a stative verb. That's why sameach, smecha, smechim, smechot, gadel, gdela, gdelim, gdelo. Yeah, and they are used, and it's a stative verb, so it's used as an adjective.
Okay.
So, but it's also a verb. So hem samchu, it's a simple past. Hem samchu simcha gdola. Okay. Hachaverim ratzu lishmor. על הקשר החזק ולכן נשבעו שבועה זאת. They wanted to keep what? The strong connection. Right, the strong connection. Pay attention to the verb. לשמור על. Yes. Why is החזק ולא החזק? That's right. What is the chet? What is the chet?
Kamatz.
Chet with kamatz. So the hey is becoming hey. Right? ולכן נשבעו שבועה זאת. And therefore swore this swear. They took this oath. How do you say to take an oath? An oath? להישבע. To swear. Okay. אם אישה אחת תלד בת והשנייה תלד בן, יתחתנו הילדים כאשר יגדלו ויהיו בעל ואישה. כך נשבעו שני החברים וכל אחד יצא לדרכו. And each one went on his own way. Now, when you swear to someone, when you give an oath on something, it's considered a neder, a vow. Okay, it's considered a vow. Nisan nasa ba'oniya kama yamin. Laila echad kama se'ara gdola bayam ve'oniya tava'a im kol ha'anashim shehayu ba. If the boat sunk with everyone in it, so Nisan is also gone. Al menato hatzeira shel Nisan bachta alav yamim rabim. Not only she's a widow, she's also pregnant. Nachon? Acharei chodashim achadim yalda yeled. She gave birth to a child. Vekar'a lo Chanan.
This was my
question.
I was having trouble translating. Chadashim achadim yalda yelet.
Ze lo chadashim, ze chodashim.
Chodashim.
Chodesh is a month.
Right, that I got.
Yeah.
But after one
few.
This is what I did, because achad is
here.
One.
Wait, but I want you to see what happened in chodesh.
Okay.
Because I think it's important. This O. When you make it plural, you use this kamatz katan, chataf kamatz.
So, okay.
Chodashim.
Okay.
One. Now, achadim. I put it under expressions. Now say echad.
Echad.
One. So when you say yamim achadim,
it's an unusual plural of echad.
Okay.
So a few days, yamim echadim.
So after
it's an adjective.
A few months then.
Few months.
A few months after.
Okay.
Can. So echadim, kama yamim or kama chodashim or chodashim echadim.
So one's months.
It comes from echad, echadim. ואחדות. אבל אין female singular. נכון?
Okay.
Because it's masculine number. אחד is one, ואחדים ואחדות. A few. It's actually a very high, nice expression.
High Hebrew expression?
Yeah.
I assume that
Because, sorry, Emma. The Hebrew is usually אחרי כמה ימים. They use the question word כמה, how many.
Yeah.
So, after how many days, meaning after a few days. Okay? And here they use ימים אחדים, and that's the more proper way to speak because we don't use question words, right?
Mm-hmm. My question is, this is not the full version of the Aleph.
Of course
this is
not.
Shortened.
Not only shortened, it's also lighter Hebrew.
So why did they name the child Kanan?
Why?
Kanan.
Kanan
is the name, right?
Is a name.
Kanan.
It's just a name.
Hanan.
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 Yeah.
What does that mean?
Chaneinu v'aneinu. What's a Hanan?
It's like Hanan, it's the same.
Not Hanan.
It's Hanan. This is a masculine of Hana.
Lachon, what is it?
Chen v'chesed.
Lo chen v'chesed.
Lo chen. My teacher's name was Hana. That's
why.
Hana, compassion. You have that, or compassion, Hana. God. Or your dictionary can do that too. מה השם של הילד של ניסן?
חנן.
בסדר? זה השם שלו.
To pardon or to endow.
חוננו ועננו is yeah. Answer us and forgive us. Okay? Called him חנן. הם היו עניים מאוד. הילד גדל, והיה לבחור חכם ויפה. היה ל is became. When you have היה, היה הייתה was. But when a second you have היה ל, 2020. היה ל is an expression that means became. Okay? Turned into. We had that before.
Yeah.
היה ל.
Nachon,
when we had the turkey boy, the boy who wanted to pass. Nachon, ha-hodu, ha-yelad shehaya nasicha, ben shel ha-melech, shehaya le-hodu. Okay. Acharei chodashim, okay, yalda, yelad, v'kara'a lo chanan. Hem hayu aniyim me'od, they were very poor. Ha-yelad gadal, v'haya le-vachur chacham ve-yafe. He grew up and became a youngster, a lad, wise and
wise.
Handsome. Hu halach mi yeshiva li yeshiva lilmod Torah. Okay? Kmo Abba, nechon? Kmo Abba. Ze Nisan, okay? Kesheazav Sander et ha-yeshiva, shav le'iro ulemoladeto. Somebody translate that. That's right, to his city, to the place of his birth. So what's special about Sander? Sander not only went to his city where his wife resides, it happened to be his birthplace. He's going really back to his roots. כאשר סנדר, כשעזב סנדר את הישיבה, when Sander left the yeshiva, שב, he returned, לעירו ולמולדתו. I want you to recall lech lecha, lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetcha u'mibeit avicha. Right, God told Abraham
to the place of your birth.
Your birth, that's right. Moledet. Moledet is the place of your birth. Ha'moledet sheli ze Israel, ve'ha'moledet shelachem ze America. Okay? אחרי כמה חודשים, ילדה אשתו, אשתו של סנדר, כן? בת, וקראו לה לאה. האם מתה, וסנדר בכה עליה ימים רבים, ולא לקח אישה אחרת. לאה גדלה, והייתה לבחורה יפה וטובת לב. Okay. The mother died and Sandra cried for her many days and he did not take another woman. Mm-hmm. Lea grew up and became a pretty and good-hearted child or youngster. Zevi san chatan le Nisan ben Sandra bat. Nisan מת. האישה
מתה.
So you have a mom and you have a dad. They had an oath.
They were married. These guys, the children.
They are supposed to be married by the oath.
The children, of course.
Can. Mm-hmm. But the question is now, how is it going to happen? If this one is the only one of the friends who was left, the wife didn't probably know. Hashanim avru. Vesander haya la socher he'ashir bechol ha'ayara. He became, who translates this one for me? כן, השנים עברו, כן, וסנדר היה לסוחר. That's right, the wealthiest merchant in the whole town, small town,
Ayara. There's a lamed there.
Eifo?
In the lasocher. So Sandra was...
Okay. Because you went up and I said Hayale is the expression to say became.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah? Hasocher he'ashir beyoter. That's the superlative that we've learned.
Okay?
Bechol ha'ayara, in the whole town. Le'at le'at shachach sender et Nisan, hechaver hatov shelo. וגם שכח את השבועה הקדושה אשר נשבע. He forgot two things. Yeah, he forgot his friend, his best friend, and he forgot his holy oath that he... Okay.
So it's not ha'ir, but ha'ayara. Ha'ayara.
Can ayara is a small town.
As you say, that makes it diminutive. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So they became about this person in a small town.
In the town.
Mm-hmm.
The little shtetl.
Nachah.
Mm-hmm. I knew la'at, now I've forgotten it.
לאט לאט.
לאט
לאט. לא מהר, 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 מהר. לאט לאט.
Over time.
Slowly, slowly. The repetition, כן? Very slowly. Okay. מה אנחנו יודעים על חנן? מהסיפור? הוא מה? לא חנן, מה פתאום? לחנן לא היה כסף. לא, ניסן. תלמיד חכם. בחור. תלמיד חכם.
pour halach mishiva, mishiva, lelmod.
Lamad miyeshivot. Ken? Talmid. Talmid yeshivot. Student of yeshivas. Talmid yeshivot, chacham yefe. Ma yodim aleha?
Aleha,
Ashira,
and Ma'od. Ashira. The Bachur
Yafeh,
he, La Bachur, Haya, Hayita,
Le Bachura,
Hamra, Yafa, and Tova Leib.
Yafa,
Tova
Leib. Leib. Construct. Tova Leib. Good heart.
A good of heart.
Okay, a good of heart. טובת לב. אוקיי. בעיירה של סיאנדר הייתה ישיבה. יום אחד בא חנן אל העיירה הזאת ללמוד בישיבה. אוקיי, now we stop and now you tell.
I'm sorry, I don't even know where we are.
Dalet. So Coleman, you'll have to be able to do that, so take a pencil. And every time we stop to discuss something, you need to mark that.
Like
stop.
I tell the kids, keep
so you can jump. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, that's a suggestion to how to follow up and not lose the space. You just mark where we are, where we stop, so we can go back. Ken, I need you to think. בעיירה של סנדר הייתה ישיבה, ויום אחד בא חנן אל העיירה הזאת ללמוד בישיבה. Translate this. בעיירה של סנדר. Sander's, in Sander's town, there was a yeshiva. And one day, Hanan came to the town, to this town, to study in the yeshiva. So, okay, now tell me. Now, Hanan בא לישיבה של סנדר. Predictions. קדימה.
They're going to meet. You say, akir, akir to meet, will meet, akir.
Lehakir. Lehakir is to know. Lehipagesh is to meet.
Okay, so. Hem yakiru.
Hem yakiru.
Akiru.
Mi yakir et mi?
Mi? Hanan the sender.
Hanan
Leah.
Rega. Rega. Korman omer, sender yakir et Hanan. Hanan yakir et sender. Vehu yeda shehu haben shel hachaver shelo. Aha. Ken? אם הוא ידע שחנן הבן של ניסן, אז הוא יודע שהם צריכים להתחתן. להתחתן. כן? אז תהיה חתונה והכל בסדר. ייי. כן? Emma and Philip are
busy.
Except Sander really forgot. So what will happen?
And Hanan never knew, right?
So and Hanan never knew.
The sender, Hanan, Zachar,
Oth. But Hanan, maybe he doesn't know. His father, Nisan, died before he was born. So he doesn't know.
But Sander knows.
Sander yodea.
Yeah, Sander zachar.
אבל אנחנו אמרנו Sander שכח.
שכח
את השבועה הקדושה. Okay, so Coleman אמר scenario 1. Scenario 1 אומר Sander יודא ולומד שחנן הבן של ניסן, החבר הטוב שלי, הנה הם מתחתנים, הכל בסדר. סנריו 2, הוא שכח. יופי, תלמיד חכם, יופי. אז מה? מה חשוב לסנדר עכשיו? מה חשוב לסנדר עכשיו? חברים לא חשובים לו. חברות, friendship, לא חשובה לו. אוקיי, מה כן חשוב? תורה חשוב, לימודים בישיבה חשוב לסנדר,
היום
של הסיפור. גם לא, מה חשוב לסנדר?
כסף.
כסף חשוב לסנדר. כסף חשוב לסנדר. הוא העשיר ביותר בעיירה. כסף חשוב לסנדר. אוקיי, עכשיו, finish the story for me. לחנן יש הרבה כסף?
לא, לא.
לא, לחנן יש הרבה שכל. אז
חנן הגיעה, arrives.
כן.
חנן הגיעה
לעיירה.
Again, to meet is the
heat. הוא יפגוש.
יפגוש.
את
or at
היא אומרת חנן לא יפגוש את סנדר, הוא יפגוש את לאה. Does it remind you of a biblical story of any sort? What's in the background there? Isaac, Rachel and Leah. No? Okay.
בבקשה. So Rachel?
My lips are sealed. בעיירה של סנדר, אוקיי, אז יום אחד חנן בא ללמוד בישיבה ליין 30, כן? Now 31. אנשי המקום הזמינו את בחורי הישיבה לאכול בבתיהם. Translation. Okay, let's do it one by one. So, Coleman, go now, and then somebody as well. Translate 31.
The men of this place invited the students of the yeshiva to eat with them.
To eat in their houses. In their houses, plural. Bevateihem. Sender, הסוחר העשיר, הזמין את הבחור חנן לאכול בביתו בכל ליל שבת. סדני.
סנדר הסקר.
The wealthy merchant.
The wealthy merchants in the city.
הזמין. Invited.
The lad
Hanan, the youngster Hanan.
The youngster trying to eat in his house.
Every
Sabbath,
Friday night. Chol Leil Shabbat, the Friday night. Bechol Leil Shabbat. Min harega harishon, Hanan ve'Leah hit'ahavu. כאילו ידעו על השבועה הקדושה של ההורים. ליליאן.
From
the first moment, הרגע הראשון.
From the first moment, חנן and Leah loved each other, fell in love. As if they knew of the oath
סנדר הבין מיד ששני הצעירים אוהבים זה את זו, והדבר לא מצא חן בעיניו. It's an expression, לא מצא חן בעיניו. That's right, it's a why not. Why not?
כי
לחנן אין לי כסף.
כי לחנן אין
כסף. הוא לא יודע. הוא הסוחר העשיר, לא רצה לתת את ביתו לבחור ישיבה עני שאין לו פרוטה. Here he is. The wealthy merchant did not want to give his daughter to a poor yeshiva bachur who doesn't have a penny.
Ani, what is the ani for?
Ani be'ain is poor.
Yeah. Poor. Mm-hmm.
הוא לא זכר את השבועה שנשבע לניסן.
He didn't remember.
He didn't remember.
So he would have these four boys to his house, but didn't want socializing outside of that.
He should have thought ahead.
I know. What happened to his house if he's not?
An oath, a neder, a vow's power is beyond memory.
Right.
Sander bikesh umatza chatan ashir levito. V'chol ha'ayara samcha. Okay? So Sander found, right? He asked and he found a wealthy groom to his daughter, and the whole town was happy. Philip, the next line, okay? Ka'asher shama Hanan et ha'chadashot, halach levet ha'kneset, והתפלל לנס כל הלילה. Philip, when?
When Hanan? When Hanan heard it, the
news.
The news. He went to the Beit Knesset and prayed for a miracle every night.
All night.
Kol
ha, right? Kol ha-layla. Kol ha-layla, all night. Kol ha-yom, all day. Mm-hmm. Right? When I have kol ha, is all. Kol ha-layla. Emma, you're next. Nes, nes, lo haya.
That was an easy one.
Uva, uva, I'm not done. Uva, uva, boker, matzu et guf Hanan al ritzpat bet ha-knesset met.
Oh, and so he committed suicide.
No.
And in, yeah. A miracle didn't happen. Read it. Trust.
This is horrible. Yeah. And in the morning they found the body of Hanan on the floor of the synagogue dead. Okay, yeah. So I just assumed it was suicide.
Ah. Doesn't it say.
Power,
it doesn't say. He could have just, you know, have a heart failure. Sadness. Kol ha'aniyim shel ha'ayara ba'u l'chatuna lekabel tzedaka le'echol arucha tova ve'lirkod. Michael, can you take that? All the poor
of the town came and
to the wedding.
Lekabel
tzedakah is to receive tzedakah, to accept tzedakah.
To eat a good meal.
Uh-huh. And? So now what is this all about? There is a wedding and all the poor people of the town are coming to what was the custom, right? There is a custom in the shadow.
Yeah, you have to invite everybody.
Everybody is invited and the poor people are coming to have a good meal, get drunk and dance, and they're also getting to that.
Isn't it also a mitzvah for anybody to celebrate the wedding? I mean, it's a holy thing to celebrate the wedding.
Celebrate with bride and groom. Yes.
Lesameach chatan vekala is a mitzvah. Lesameach chatan vekala. If the mitzvah is bigger, is when you're helping in hachnasat kala, in allowing her to get into the chuppah, right?
But that's not what this was about so much for the poor people.
Yeah,
to perform a mitzvah was more for them to.
So for them it was like coming to treat themselves for a good food, for a good meal, because everyone is invited. Mm-hmm. Ultra Orthodox to this day, when they marry, they invite the whole community.
Oh yeah, I was at a wedding with 700 people. Mm-hmm.
The whole Ultra Orthodox
community.
It was wacko. Wonderful. Tachat hachupa amdu hechatan vehakala. So life goes on just fine in Sandra's house. Okay? Tachat ha'chupa ne'dechupa stood the bride, the groom and the bride. Ka'asher patach hechatan et pi v'lomar, harei at mekudeshet li, when the groom opened his mouth to say, by hereby you are sanctified to me, צעקה לאה, צעקה נוראה ונפלה על הארץ.
There's an interesting thing here.
So translate it. No, it's your turn.
Okay, so a shout comes out of Leah, a great, a norah, an awesome sound, a frightening sound, comes out of her and she falls to the ground.
She fell.
She fell to the ground. So there's something interesting here that I saw.
What is it?
Before we had a floor, mm-hmm. right? Now mm-hmm. we have Haaretz, which tells us that they've had their... There are weddings outside on the ground. She's falling on the ground. Right? Mm-hmm. So when people come to you and say, we would like to have our wedding outside, that seems kind of weird. In fact, it's very traditional to have a chuppah outside.
Mm-hmm. But people think it's weird
too.
To do it. I think it's weird. I think it's weird to do it inside.
The parents get nervous.
New England.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on where outside.
Okay. Min hapeshala yatsa kol muzar. So she, do you understand what happens?
Yeah,
no, just before he says that, she is screaming from the top of her lungs.
So again, I want to talk a little bit about how the sentence is structured.
Okay.
Tsa'aka leya tsa'aka no ra'a.
Okay.
A shout.
No.
No,
shouted. Sa'aka means she shouted.
She shouted.
Leah shouted.
Oh, an awesome shout.
Okay.
It's reversed. Okay.
Not fun.
That's like an elegant way. Yeah. We wouldn't talk that.
Not fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Min hape shela yatsa kol chazak umuzar. From her mouth came a strong and strange sound. Shavti el kalati. ולא אפרד ממנה לעולם. I returned to my bride and I will never separate from her. Who said that?
חנן.
היה זה קולו של חנן. It was the voice of חנן. So Leah... Leah's scream was in חנן's voice. I now return to my bride. You know what happens when that happens under a chuppah, right? If the whole community is there?
Pretty embarrassing.
Well, it's a tragedy.
You'll never be able to marry again.
That's right, because they think she's done
she's sick. Pachad gadol nafal al kulam. A big fear. Fell on. Pay attention. Pachad nafal al. Pachad gadol nafal al kulam. Hem hevinu she dibuk nichnas bakala. You see? Sander hevi et Leah el beit hatzadik. Sander brought Leah to the house of the tzadik. Not the chassid, but the tzadik. Right?
The righteous.
Sender amar, Rabbi, rachem alai, tatzil et nefesh biti, garesh mimena et hadibuk. Translation.
Rabbi, please.
Rachem alai, have mercy on me. Yeah, look how we say, have mercy on me. You don't, yesh lo rachamim alai. Rachem alai, right? P.L. Tzivui. Rachem alai, he's commanding him. Feel, have mercy upon me. Tatzil et nefesh biti.
Save the soul of my daughter.
Garesh mimena et hadibuk.
The dibuk.
Right? They call it the dibuk. They don't call it the spirit. They don't... The dibuk. Hatzadik tziva ladibuk latzet ve'amar lo. So the tzadik turns to the dibuk and commands him to get out. And said to him, Ein lametim makom ben hachayim.
There's no room for you.
That's right, there's no room for you, basically. There is no room, there is no place for the dead amongst the living. Remember, Bain is also amongst.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hadibuk analo. Can't? Now, do you imagine now? Dibuk is the voice of? Yochanan in the body of
Leah.
Leah. הדיבוק ענה לו, לא מת אנוכי ולא אצא מלאה. אנוכי is biblical Hebrew for אני. לא מת אנוכי ולא אצא מלאה. What did he say? I am not dead. Exactly, and I will not get out of Leah. רבי, ידעתי מה גדול אתה ומה גדול כוחך. אבל אני לא אשמע לך. לאן אלך? אין לי מקום בעולם. אתה רוצה לגרש אותי? אני לא אצא. So he's justifying himself before the tzaddik. Rabbi, I knew how great you are and how great your power is. Koach. Right? We say yishar koach. Your power. אבל I'm not going to listen to you. Yeah, אני לא אשמע לך. I will not listen to you. נכון? Where will I go? I don't have a place in the world. You want to kick me out. I'm not going to get out. הצדיק ביקש מרב העיר לבוא אליו. The righteous asked from the head rabbi of the city. כן? לבוא אליו, to come to him. כי הצדיק רצה לגרש או להחרים את הדיבוק. Because the righteous wanted to either kick out, chase away, or to excommunicate it. Okay? Excommunicate the dibuk. How can you excommunicate the dibuk? It would mean that no one, that Leah will not have any visitors. Yes?
Well,
is
it used to just excommunicate people who
exactly.
have sinned and cut them off from the community?
Yeah, if you don't listen to your rabbi, yeah, you're excommunicated in the old times. So if you sin and you do not... Yeah.
But they're not trying very hard to get the
dibbuk
out of her, are they?
They can.
That's exactly what they're doing. Trying to
get the dibbuk out of her. The rabbi was talking to him. He said that by ordering him, he can do that. And he says, I have nowhere to go. I'm not going anywhere. I don't care how powerful you are. Right? So now he's saying, okay, this is our righteous, our big rabbi here in our yeshiva. Let's go to the bigger rabbi in the big city nearby. Harav ba, the rabbi came, the amar, shebachalom ba elav nisan, ha'av shel chanan, ve'amar lo. So the rabbi came and said that in his dream, that in the dream, came to him Nisan, the father of Hanan, and told him, what did Hanan tell him? What did Nisan tell him? To the rabbi. Right, so let's see. Sander nishba latet li et bito le'a livni Hanan velo natan. Lachen met bni v'nichnesa nafsho laguf shel Leah. What is the explanation that was given to the crowd who was listening, who was reading this dibuk? What was the author doing here?
Well, the son comes to the rabbi in his dreams.
So first of all, it's the head rabbi now of the big city.
Right.
And he has magical powers.
Yeah.
Okay.
In his dream,
Nisan came and told him about exactly what?
About
why the dibuk is haunting Leah.
Right, right, right.
Because Sander...
That's right. He didn't obey the vow.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of psychological work does it do in the community? Now, get out of the story for a minute.
So this rich person.
It relieves Leah of the culpability for this.
No.
It's talking about just...
The story is being told in the 18th century to all the shtetl people.
They have to keep your vows.
Exactly.
Yes. There's such power.
A fear of not making your vows occur, fulfilled.
And so
if you vow, you fulfill your vows. You don't fulfill your vows, oy vey gevalt. Yes?
So
and each disobeying of a vow will have a consequence. You see, for a marital oath, a dibuk. Is that what you want? So you guys, here is your lesson.
Very careful about
okay? So remember, every story always has a message to... It's a folk story, okay?
There's also another level that I've actually studied this story out of how to treat hysteria in women. The Salem witch trial, I mean, all this was happening at a time when women who became agitated were assigned hysteria and therefore treated with this way. So there's a whole other layer.
What way?
Well, some of them is
excommunicating,
dunking women in water. I mean, it had color in the Salem trials. I mean, this on another level. This was they invent the story
she's
to
crazy,
understand why
she's
crazy, and she's crazy because she's.
That's
hysterical.
That was on all levels of psychology in
yeah,
the
19th yeah, yeah.
century.
So
they didn't have psychologists. They called them alienists
right,
because
right.
if you acted irrationally,
right.
then there was something inside of you that possessed it. It didn't have to do anything with
so the deeper
your childhood or your dreams.
She didn't want
Freud.
To marry this other guy, you know, so she can go into hysteria.
So now tell me what will happen now. So what will happen now? Do you understand why if Hanan is leaving Leah, he has nothing to gain? I mean, he lost everything possible. He lost his life now. Mm-hmm. Done. He has nothing. So what will happen?
But he's still in Leah, right here, where we are.
Yeah, right now he's still inside of her. So how will do we have a whole chapter in front of us. What will happen in this chapter?
Somehow
he will have to fulfill the vow. Let's see. הצדיק קרא לבית דין ובית הדין ציווה שסנדר ייתן כסף לצדקה ויאמר קדיש לנשמת חנן והדיבוק צריך לעזוב את הגוף של לאה. Well, if Hanan is going to do that, will it leave?
Why would it?
Yeah.
Why would it? He has nothing to gain by leaving.
No, he hasn't really
so it doesn't matter how much money he's going to give for tzedakah to compensate for his sins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much Kaddish, you know, his father's best friend is going to say on his grave. Hanan, hadibuk, lo azav ota. The dibuk didn't leave her. עוד פעם קראו ללאה. עכשיו, okay, that was before בית דין, right? בית דין, right? The big rabbi called בית דין. Now, עוד פעם קראו ללאה. ועכשיו הזמין הצדיק מניין של אנשים והדליקו נרות שחורים.
What, not dark, מה זה שחור?
Oh,
black. They lit black candles.
Oh, we're having more folk exorcism going on.
Ve'od pa'am pana hatzadik el hadibuk. Once again, turn the righteous person to the dibuk. Dibuk, ha'im tetze, will you leave? Hadibuk b'cha, kulam etzavim li latzet. Yeah? Everybody commands me to come out. Yeah, metzavim me to come out. Who is Kulam? The first small rabbi, the big rabbi, the Bet Din, now the whole minyan. Oy vey, v'hatzadik amar, b'shem Beit Hadin Hakadosh, ani macharim otcha mibnei Israel. In the name of the holy Beit Din court, Ani, I excommunicate you from the children of Israel. Beit Din is a house of judgment. Ve'az, taku tekia gedola bashofar. Black candles, minyan,
shofar,
and a huge.
Hanan, they're excommunicated.
Uh-huh.
Not Leah,
uh-huh.
Who knows where she is.
Uh-huh. Sof, sof, amar hadibuk. Mukhanani.
Okay.
I agree. I am ready. ולא תשוב אליה עוד, and you will not come back to her anymore. לא אשוב עוד. No, I will not return. והצדיק התפלל לשלום נשמת חנן. And the righteous man prayed for the peace of the soul of חנן. אלוהי הרחמים, God of the mercy, תן מנוחה לנפש הזאת. Give rest to this soul. מיד פתחה לאה את עיניה, ראתה את אביה ואמרה, רע לי, אבא. So Leah opened her eyes immediately, saw her dad, and she said, "Oh, I feel bad. I don't feel well."
So a question.
Ha'av, rega. Ha'av nichem ota, comforted her, right? Nichum avelim. Shar la shir, vehi nirdema, and she fell asleep. Hi nirdema. Hi nirdema. She fell asleep. Nirdam. Nifal les, you guys. Vocabulary.
So, a real quick question. The miyad patcha.
Miyad means immediately.
Immediately. Yeah.
From hand. Like,
okay.
Yeah?
So, it's a synonym for the rega. I mean, for the, for rega, in a moment, right?
Semi-similar,
okay.
Right? Semi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Miyad means immediately. Rega means in a minute.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, the circumstances will be different. So now she's sleeping, all done, right? Chanan left, everything is happy dandy. Lo nigmar. Lea nirdema, vehine hi cholemet. And here she is dreaming. Bachalom shela, hi medaberet el Chanan. Yom valayla, chashavti alecha. Aval halachta mimeni. Madua azavta oti. What is she saying in her dream? Right, day and night, pay attention. Yom va laila.
Day and night,
I thought about you. But you went away from me. Why did you leave me? V'chanan ana, and he answered, Avarti derech hamavet. I went through the path of death. Azavti otach. רק כדי לשוב אלייך עוד פעם. I left you only in order to come back to you one more time. ולאה בכתה, שוב נא אליי, חתני בעלי. And Leah cried, come back to me, my groom, my husband. Excuse me, was he with her under the chuppah? וחנן אמר לה, הרי את מקודשת לי. For you are sanctified to me. האנשים באו להביא את לאה אל החופה. אבל הצדיק ראה שהיא שוכבת על הרצפה מתה. He sanctified her to him. He is already in the dead.
That's the only way she can
yeah.
be with him.
Exactly.
That's how the they're married in the
if
next
it's,
world.
They said if it's not here, it's ba'olam haba.
They
say whatever you promise and you didn't fulfill in this world as you were supposed to, you'll suffer the consequences in the here and now, but you know, it will haunt you and it will fulfill in the next round. Mazel tov to you guys. Next week we're going to check all the things. I need you to analyze all the verbs. Do all the work in this story.